Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When I look back into my past and I'm like, okay, yes, that is a moment in my life where I felt the most loved by myself. That is the moment in my life where I felt most inspired and peaceful and just the moments in my life where I just felt truly good about myself. Like I really felt like I was good enough. When I look at those moments in my life, those time periods, the common thread is that I was setting myself up for success. And recently, I have not been doing it. And that is why in today's episode, I've been reflecting on the times in my life where I have felt most at peace and in love with myself. And the times in my life where I have felt most set up for success and taken care of by myself. And I'm reflecting on those times and what exactly did I do? The actionable steps that I did to set myself up for success and how can I begin to incorporate it back into my life now? Because we deserve to feel loved by ourselves. And sometimes, a lot of times, that looks like setting ourselves up for success.
More personal, more vulnerable, more open, more fucking real than ever. Who's ready to strip down and dive in?
You've arrived at your destination.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we together learn about the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our life. I'm Kayla Rose, and we love to learn and then discern and then implement these things that we are learning about into our life so that we're not actually just talking about it and we're not actually just theorizing about all these cool things that could make our life so much better, but we're actually doing the damn thing. We're fucking doing it because we know that to make ourselves feel better, take some serious discipline and love and compassion and empathy and actionable change. It takes actual work sometimes. It's called healing work for a reason. Because yes, there needs to be empathy and there needs to be grace and there needs to be understanding and we need to, you know, go a little bit easier on ourselves. I could talk about that literally all day. And because it's nuanced, it's the paradox, it's both and, not either or. We need to give ourselves empathy and grace and understanding and compassion. And we also need to do the work that is required to be done to create the life that we want to create. So today we are talking about setting ourselves up for success because I have not been setting myself up for success lately. I am recording this on a Monday and it's coming out Tuesday. I've been editing things last minute. I have been not really working a lot. I've been kind of slacking and not in a way that, you know, I'm trying to make myself feel bad about it, but I have just not been my highest self because my highest self will choose to do actions that align to my highest purpose. And part of that is my career and my work and what I'm creating. And I know that I have not been setting myself up for success because I've been fueled by anxiety, by doing things last minute and procrastinating. And I know you know this feeling. It hurts. And that's why I looked back at the times in my life and I'm like, okay, when I set myself up for success, that's when I was the most fucking in love with myself. And I want to get back to that place of deep, unconditional self-love and self-trust where I am setting myself up for success. So we're going to talk about how we can actually do it. Make sure to subscribe. I don't really subscribe that much to many podcasts, but it really does help me. It helps the community. And I have a lot of cool things coming for you in the new year with actionable steps and actual change and worksheets and a community that I'm really, really excited to create with you, the Soul in Progress community. I need you to show up and be part of this community because the goal here, eventually, when I get my shit together and start setting myself up for success more, the goal here is to create a space where We are all heard and we can all learn from each other because that is where the magic happens, and we are all fucking made of magic, baby. All parts and little pieces of the universe crafted into these beautiful human bodies that we get to call our home, and that our soul gets to light up during this lifetime so that we get to experience all the ups and downs and pains and joys and loves of life. Without further ado, subscribe if you're new, download the podcast, look below to support the sponsors, support me, support everything that's going on, and let's just get fucking into it. Let's go, because I want to talk about how we can set ourselves up for success, because it's going to make us feel a lot better. And I'm going to give you the actionable steps that you need to set yourself up for success. These are real ideas that you can implement in your life yesterday to get this shit done. Okay, let's get into it. Who's ready to strip down and dive in? So I touched on this, the why, in the intro, right? The why. Why do we want to set ourselves up for success? Before we get into this episode, guys, I am going to just take a little shot from our sponsor, Magic Mind. And no, not a shot of alcohol, but rather a shot of productivity, because Magic Mind is the world's first productivity shot. And I love to take it before recording. I love to take it before I have a huge work day because it gives me the focus and the clarity and the energy that I need without the jitters. It has matcha, it has adaptogens, it has a bunch of good stuff in it. I've officially been taking Magic Mind for 14 days straight. 14 days straight. Yes, I did the challenge and I killed it. And how I'm feeling now, freaking amazing, guys. I literally feel like the long-term effects of taking it every single day is starting to show, and I'm able to wake up with more focus and more energy and not feeling so laggy and groggy. And I am motivated by true energy and not by anxiety, which feels so freaking good. So I would highly recommend doing the 14-day Magic Mind Challenge so that you can feel the long-term effects too, and the daily effects, because this stuff works. And I want you guys to get to try it out. So you guys are going to go to magicmind.co/14daysofmagic, and you are going to use the code, all in caps, REBIRTH. Rebirth. Why? Because we are allowing Magic Mind to help us rebirth and reinvent and reassess the new game plan that we want to create. Let's get into this episode, guys. So I touched on this, the why, in the intro, right? The why. Why do we want to set ourselves up for success? And the why is because, you know, just like when you have a best friend and they show up for you and they take care of you, or your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever it is in your life that shows up for you and takes care of you and shows that they love you through acts of service, through maybe making sure that you've eaten that day, making sure that you're, you know, taking care of your body and your health, or maybe they're your accountability partner, whoever it is in your life who shows up for you. Every single time that they keep their word to you and they support you and they lift you up and they show up for you, you develop deep trust, rapport, and love for that person because they showed up for you and they have your fucking back. And it's the exact same thing with yourself. When you have your fucking back, it builds trust, rapport, and most importantly, self-love with yourself. And that's why setting ourselves up for success will build this feeling of, I am fucking worthy and I am fucking deserving and I fucking love myself. When we begin to show ourselves through affirmative action that we are going to show up for ourselves, when we build that dialogue within our head, okay? Because what happens is that our brain loves stories and our brain loves to collect evidence towards the stories that we are creating. So when you have this story that you don't show up for yourself and you feel shitty about yourself and that you don't love yourself because of it, and that you like just don't like yourself because you're not taking good care of yourself and not doing the things that you know make you feel good. When we have that story, we are going to collect every single piece of evidence that we can grab out and reach to, every piece of evidence that we can see. We are going to take it and we are going to let it support the story that we have built. And likewise, if we want to create a new story for ourselves, a new meaning, a new reality for ourselves, we want to create a reality that is, I show up for myself, I fucking love myself, I trust myself, and I know that I am worthy, and I fucking love myself. In order to create that new story, we need to create new evidence to support that new story, because then our brain will begin to believe that story, that new story, and then it will become your reality. When we begin to build up the evidence within ourselves, what happens is that idea, that new story that we want to be our new reality will become our new reality because we will have enough evidence to support that. And then in turn, we will create more evidence because the brain constantly wants to be right. The ego wants to be right. And with that, we will constantly create situations that will support the truth that we know. So if we can create a new truth, we can create a new reality, and we do that through creating new evidence. So that's why setting yourself up for success is the evidence that you fucking need to begin to love yourself deeper, to accept yourself deeper, to know that you are fucking inherently worthy and deserving. The thing is, like, I'm telling you all this stuff and like, you could just like love yourself as is. And that is kind of like in the healing journey, that is where the epitome of just true unconditional love comes from. But that's not easy for everyone. And you can't just be like, I fucking love myself and then just believe it. I'm trying to come at you with the science behind it and the mental stimulation and the mental drive behind it. Because if we can work with the ego, if we can befriend the ego, it will help us create the life that we want to create. So yes, you could do nothing and you are perfect. Your soul is perfect. You are inherently worthy. That is a truth on its own. And because it's nuanced and it's a paradox and it's both and not either or, you can love yourself exactly like you are. And the reality is that's not fucking easy. It's not fucking easy to just be like, okay, I'm going to love myself now. Great. Awesome. That is just like not how the human mind works. I'm coming at you with this actionable advice that's actually going to help you fall in love with yourself. And it requires some work. It requires some discipline. It requires some energy on your part. But you know what? It's fucking worth it. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. How do we set ourselves up for success? I've gone back in the times in my life where I have felt the most in love with myself. And I was like, okay, I was setting myself up for success constantly. And I felt good and I felt on top of things. And I felt like I was taking care of myself and supporting myself. And then I was like, okay, but what did I actually do in those moments? So let's get into it. The first thing that I noticed that I did when I was constantly setting myself up for success and kind of in that phase in my life and where I want to kind of go back to right now, because that would feel so good right now, is I was constantly reinventing myself and constantly re-identifying who I wanted to be and the goals that I wanted to achieve. And with this, I was almost like, I don't know, constantly setting new goals and constantly doing re-evaluations of the habits that I wanted to implement into my life to create the life that I wanted. So I would do this by like literally once a month or twice a month around the new moon and the full moon. I would sit down in my bed and I remember just always reinventing and reimagining the person that I wanted to be and giving myself permission to constantly shift and constantly change. And I would do this in my journal. This is the first thing that I noticed that I did when setting myself up for success is I was constantly reevaluating, constantly replanning, constantly making new game plans for myself, also allowing myself the ability to shift and to change because I'm a human and I'm constantly going to be an evolving being whose goals and wants and dreams and desires are going to be constantly shifting with the evolving being that I am becoming. So the first thing that I would recommend is sit down in your journal, like literally once every 2 weeks, and reinvent and reimagine and redefine the life that you want, the person you want to be, the goals you want to achieve, and the process that you want to use to get there. What is the process that you're using right now old? Is it stagnant? Is it not working for you anymore? That's why we need to ask ourselves these questions. Journaling, writing it out, writing it down is going to help you so deeply here. So constantly allow yourself this time, once every 2 weeks, once every week if you want, once every month, pretty constantly allow yourself to reevaluate what it is you want. And is the process and the setup that you're using right now working for you? If not, what is a new process and a new plan? What is the new plan that you can implement? And I wasn't even doing it as like a forced technique. Like I think now that I've kind of fallen off the tracks, I will come back to this as, you know, sort of a technique. But what I'm realizing is I just did it because I wanted to and I liked it and I wanted to constantly reevaluate if things were working, what's working and what's not working. And asking myself those questions, and I felt like that constantly allowed myself to set up a new game plan. And that's the second thing that I want to say. Number two, game plans. Game plans are the key to success. So now that you've reevaluated who you want to be and what you want to create, what is the long-term goal? And then what is the short-term goal? And then what within the short-term goals, what are the daily actions and the actionable steps that you can do today, tomorrow, this week? What can you do to get you to those short-term goals? And have a game plan for yourself and break it down into small steps. It's not about looking at your to-do list and having this big thing that you need to accomplish. It's about having this big thing that you need to accomplish and then breaking it down into the tiniest steps that you can on your to-do list. And what I would recommend next, number three, is fucking have a whiteboard. Literally, if you're not having a whiteboard, what are you doing? My whiteboard saves my fucking life because it's in front of my eyes all fucking day. And I break my big tasks into small tasks. And then what happens is when I cross off my tasks, the small little teeny tasks on the whiteboard, even if it's getting myself lunch, feeding myself, which I still need to do today, doing my meditation or breath work in the morning, maybe just cleaning my car, whatever it is that is setting me up for success, whatever that idea of success looks like in my brain, I put it on my fucking whiteboard and I break it down into small steps. And when I cross it off, it creates that dopamine habit loop. And it instills in our brain that what we are doing is working, and it creates a positive momentum that we want to continue. So make sure you have a fucking whiteboard. So one, reinvent yourself constantly. Two, constantly come up with a new game plan and figure that out for yourself. Three, get a fucking whiteboard. They will change your life. I feel like I should do a whole, like, you know, YouTube video on how to properly use a whiteboard, because if I didn't have a whiteboard, I would not get shit done. So get a fucking whiteboard. It works. I have a habit tracker whiteboard that I am going to try to, you know, I made it myself, and I'm going to try to make some for you guys and wholesale them at a lower price so that you can afford to have a habit tracker whiteboard next year. That's a goal for mine for sure. But also just like get yourself a regular whiteboard and break it down into small steps and cross those steps off and allow yourself to be guided by that positive momentum. And how good does that feel to cross it off your list and knowing that you are working towards the version of yourself that you want to be? That's the dopamine hack right there. That's the addiction. It feels good to feel good. It feels good to love yourself. It feels good to set yourself up for success. It feels good to love yourself. Okay, what's next on the list? Okay, take time to get ahead of the curve. That means this podcast is sponsored by Open, which is literally my favorite app in the world, and I use it almost every single day. And the reason that I love Open is because they have an unlimited amount of breathwork, Pilates classes, yoga classes, sound baths, meditation, guided meditations, and so much more. And it's more than just that. It's a community. And I truly love that you can access these guided classes wherever you are in the world. And the quality of these teachers and these classes are literally the best. I love guided meditation and online classes for Pilates and guided breath work. And the ones that I do on Open are seriously some of the best that I've ever done anywhere ever. And the best part is that we want to give you guys 30 days for free. And even if you're like, oh my God, I don't want to get roped into it, like, I get that, but this is free. This is free and you can literally cancel at any time. So why not? If this is going to help you get on track, set yourself up for success and doing the things in your life that make you feel better, like meditation and breath work and movement, then why the heck not? It's 30 days for free, no strings attached. Check it out. You can go to withopen.com/skinny dipping, or you can just click the description in the box below on the podcast. And I would love for you guys to try it. So yeah, I'll see you in class. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes I just wish there was a freaking manual for this whole life thing, because I feel so lost and so confused. The one thing that I know that always keeps me on track, though, is having somebody to talk to share all my never-ending thoughts with. And that's why I love therapy. And I love when a company can make therapy easily accessible and affordable, because It's just not that. Like, I know the therapist that I go to, guys, like, it is not affordable. And for therapy to be affordable and accessible to everyone is something that we all need. And that's why I love BetterHelp. We want to give you guys 10% off your first month so you can try it out and see if it's for you. You can literally switch therapists at any time, which you may need to do because, you know, sometimes it takes a while to find your right person. With all the awesome licensed therapists that BetterHelp has to offer, you will find the best licensed therapist for you. So again, we can get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/skinny dipping or linked below in the description box. That's BetterHelp.com/skinny dipping. And yeah, check it out and let me know what you guys think. Okay, what's next on the list? Okay, take time to get ahead of the curve. That means having time within your crazy busy week that instead of being on your phone or just vegging out, or even sometimes replacing seeing your friends, which, like, you need your connection and you need your friend time, but sometimes we choose to go out to the bars and then we're off duty for the rest of the day. And I know that feeling, and that was me this weekend. And I'm like, okay, now I'm going sober until Christmas because I hate that feeling of not being able to show up for myself when I need to, not being able to support myself and have the energy to when I need myself the most. And I really needed myself this weekend to get ahead of things so that, you know, I could move away from anxiety and move towards peace and joy. But I got fucked up instead. And that's the reality. And I forgive myself and I give myself grace, but I'm going to use that as a lesson to know, hey, I don't like feeling this way. It's about choosing time in your week, replacing something that is not healthy for you with time to get ahead of the curve, whether that means catching up on emails, whether that means finishing that report that's due in 2 weeks now. Stop procrastinating and start getting ahead of yourself. You don't have to finish it now, but what you can do is get 3/4 of it done. And I did this in college and high school. And this is something I really reflected on that I loved about myself during school, that when I got assigned a paper and it was due in 6 weeks, I would get 3/4 of that paper done within the first weekend that it was assigned. Which sounds fucking crazy, but then I literally wouldn't touch it until like a couple days before and then like finishing it up the week before. And constantly setting myself up for success and getting ahead of myself always made me less anxious. And I think that anxiety just, you know, can fuel you. And what we do as procrastinators is that you wait for the last second so that you can allow anxiety to fuel you. But what if you allowed motivation to fuel you? What if we allowed motivation to fuel you? So in that exact moment when you get assigned something or you come up with that idea, you have that paper due that you're excited to write, you know, your thesis on, or maybe you have that project that you're so excited about that you want to launch in 2 months, do the majority of it as soon as you get that spike of motivation, that spike of dopamine. Use your chemicals, use that momentum to your advantage, and don't just be like, okay, well, it's in a bit, so I'm going to get it done. No, because by the time that you want to release that thing or turn in that paper or whatever it is for you, you're going to have lost that motivation. So you want to use that initial motivation in the beginning to set you off and get 3/4 of whatever you're doing done. Just fucking charge. Literally just charge. And what you're doing is getting ahead of yourself and setting yourself up for success and getting things done early so that when it's time to premiere them or when it's time to turn that thing in or when it's time to, you know, present that thing, whatever it is for you, you already set yourself up for success and you got the majority of the work done and now you're just finishing the finer details and it's easy and it's simple and you're feeling peaceful and you're not feeling anxious or stressed out. You're feeling good about yourself and you're feeling like, thank you to my past self. Set your future self up for success. Set your future self up for success. Because what this does is that allows us to move away from being fueled by anxiety to procrastination to getting it done to that loop, that habit loop that we are creating. And instead, we are choosing to be fueled by initial motivation, getting things done right away, and then allowing ourselves to feel calm and feel peace. And then we get things done later on and we feel relaxed and we feel joyful and we feel proud of ourselves. So allow yourself to be motivated and fueled and affirmed by the emotion. Do you want to be driven by anxiety and procrastination, or do you want to be driven and fueled by motivation? I hate being fueled by anxiety. I hate this fucking shit. And I want to be fueled by joy and feeling good about myself. Just feeling fucking like, thank you, past self, because you set me up for success. And if in this moment you need a little bit of extra motivation, set your future self up for success. They will thank you. That is you. That is you that you are loving and that you are taking care of, that you are showing that you can show up for you. So fucking do it and take a second to write down, what can I do to set myself up for success? What can I do to my future self to help her out? What can I do? Okay. What else do I have on here? Okay. A big one that I want to say is like, to set myself up for success isn't only with my career or my work or my schooling. It's also with my self-care. So that means a habit tracker, guys. Start habit tracking. And whatever those habits are for you that align you to your highest self, begin to do them. Because it's so fucking worth it. So I have movement, meditation, breath work, EFT tapping, connection, and inspired action. I'm looking at my habit tracker right now, and I did pretty good over the last 21 days, honestly. And I can't wait to start a new cycle because, honestly, it feels so good to take care of myself and know that today I already did my meditation, I already did my breath work. And for me, that is setting myself up for success, because I know the science behind it, that literally breath work can completely calm your nervous system and allow you to begin to balance your nervous system and stop being in such a state of fight or flight. I also know meditation can do the same, and it creates less anxiety and more peace and more joy and more reflection and more self-love. I know scientifically that these things have been proven to make me feel better. So to do them is to set myself up for success. So what are the habits that you want to create in your life, on top of your career, on top of your work, just for yourself? And how can you use those to set yourself up for success? Because if you're in more of a state of peace and balance and calm, you're going to be able to handle everything in your life so much better. So what are those things that align you to your highest self, and how can you begin to do them daily or every other day so that you set yourself up for success? You set your emotional self up for success, your energetic body up for success, your mind up for success, your body, your physical body up for success. How can you constantly set your entire being up for success? Because your future self will thank you. Because you're making it so much fucking easier for them. And then it's going to create this cycle where life is going to feel actually easier for the first time when you start setting yourself up for success. I'm saying it a lot, but I want you to get the message. Okay, the next thing I want to get into is purposeful and intentional rest. So, you know, we have a crazy day, we have a crazy week, and what do we want to do? We want to go out, blow off steam, we want to party, or maybe we want to veg out and we want to go on our phone and we want to scroll on TikTok for 3 hours and we think that's what's going to make us feel better. And then we find out later that we feel more depleted and overstimulated and overwhelmed. I know that feeling so deeply. I'm not preaching to you. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying I get that fucking feeling, because I've felt that way so many times. And there is such a thing as purposeful and intentional rest. There are actually different types of rest that I want to talk to you about real quick. Let's reevaluate, let's reinvent, let's set up a new system, a new strategy for you to do better, because you have a different choice. When you come home from a long day of work and you have the opportunity to be creative or to journal or to spend quality time with somebody that you love or your pet or whatever it is, but you choose to veg out on your phone for 3 hours and then it leaves you feeling empty and unfulfilled. I know that feeling so deeply. I do it too. I still do it. No matter how far into my journey, 3 years into my mental health, spirituality, healing journey, I still choose something that is not good for me. Because my brain thinks, okay, this is what's going to make me feel safe. It's going to make me feel like I can just avoid my emotions and avoid my feelings. But at the end of the day, it leaves me overstimulated and overwhelmed. And I know you know that feeling too. So What do we do about it? What do we do about it? We have another choice. And first, I want you to forgive yourself. Give yourself some major fucking grace, because we all fucking do it. We literally all fucking do it. Literally every generation. And we have an opportunity to create something new. And you have a different choice. And isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that joyful that you have another choice? And I want you to know that this choice can be intentional and purposeful rest, because what you are looking for in those moments that you want to blow off steam, or in those moments where you want to veg out on your phone and you don't want to take care of yourself and do the things that you need to do for yourself, you're just looking to self-soothe because you're hurting, or you're in pain, or you're overwhelmed, or you're stressed and you want to numb and you want to soothe. You have another option. You can choose something different, another way to rest, to self-soothe, to let go of what you're feeling. So I'm going to go through these 7 types of rest that you may have already heard of, but if you haven't, stick around. So we have physical rest, which looks like stretching, napping, more sleep, and even deep breathing. Then we have mental rest, which can be listening to music. I love AD audio because you put your headphones in and it's like a really sensory experience. Mental rest. Listen to music. This can be, or maybe do bilateral stimulation music, which AD audio is basically bilateral stimulation music anyway, but I swear to God, it puts me in such a good state. Also, mental rest is meditation or even just silence. And then we have emotional rest, which can look like therapy or talking to a friend that you really trust or journaling out your feelings. Then we have social rest, which is, you know, I like to call soul connection or no connection. Either you're going to connect with someone who really, you know, brings you, who really fills up your cup, who really makes you feel whole again, or just complete detox and not seeing anyone and truly just being with yourself or being with your pet. And then we have creative rest, where I want you to read or go on a walk or write or play an instrument or dance, be free, allow your brain to be creative. This is the best way that I think that we can allow ourselves that self-soothing, that detox, that relaxation that we need, is actually by doing something creative. By doing something, we feel like we're not doing anything at all when we are in flow state. It refuels us and it gives us that creative rest. Spiritual rest is the 6th one that I want you to know. This is really anything that connects you spiritually to yourself, to source, to God, whatever you believe in. You can do prayer or tapping, EFT tapping. For me, I just ask for guidance and advice from my angels and my guides, and I just talk to them. And whatever it is for you, spiritual rest, allow yourself to connect deeper to yourself, whatever that may be for you. And then finally, 7 is sensory rest. So this means no devices. This means dark spaces. This means quiet spaces. So we have physical, mental, emotional, social, creative, spiritual, and sensory rest. And I want you to know that you can choose something different. And the exercise that I want you to do, guys, is I want you to take a second and I want you to journal out, you know, your current fixations, what you're doing to either blow off steam or create rest or just make yourself feel better when you're burnt out. And notice what you're doing currently, what you're choosing to do currently. And then what I want you to do is I want you to write down a new choice, a couple new choices that you can choose in moments. Right now, I've been going to dancing or to walking or to listening to music over going to my phone, or even watching a TV show can be better than scrolling on Instagram. Watching a TV show or watching a long YouTube video can be better than scrolling on Instagram or TikTok, because you're not constantly scrolling and getting that different dopamine hit. You're actually sitting down and being present with a video. So I think that's even something to throw in there, is that mental rest can sometimes be watching a TV show that's like on there too. So yeah, check it out and see what your new choice can be. Okay, guys, just to review what we kind of talked about. We talked about a lot today around setting yourself up for success, but really I want to, you know, just kind of go back and review real quick, and then I'm going to give you a little challenge for the week. Okay, first, what we talked about is the constant reinvention, constantly resetting yourself up for success and kind of always giving yourself permission to shift and change and evolve monthly or bi-monthly or weekly, whatever it is for you. Constantly reevaluate and journal about it and see what your goals are and who you want to be, and then what strategy and process can you use to get there. 2, make a fucking game plan and allow yourself to constantly make a new game plan. Your game plan shouldn't be for 6 months, for 5 years. Your game plan needs to be like every 2 weeks. You need to have a new game plan and allow yourself to do this and reevaluate and reassess what you need. Number three is to get a fucking whiteboard, because whiteboards will change your life. And then take that whiteboard and break it into small steps. Take the big goal and then break it into the tiniest little steps that you can, as small as you can get each task, each goal, and then that's what you put on your whiteboard. You can have in a big journal entry wherever you write down things, or on your computer or whatever. You can have the goal and then the small steps, but then on your whiteboard, you only want to have what you're doing within 1 to 2 days. I usually do a new whiteboard every day, or if it's the weekend, I'll have one whiteboard for 2 days. So constantly allow yourself to cross those things off, create the positive momentum, and take the big tasks and make them smaller and put them on a whiteboard so that you can create that habit loop and create that dopamine fix to want to keep doing what you're doing. Set yourself up for success by doing 3/4 of what you want to do when you still have that motivation, when you still have that burst of energy. Get shit done in that moment and stop waiting. Stop waiting and just fucking do it. And also set yourself up by, you know, if you have a paper due, you know, get it done ahead of time. Stop procrastinating and start allowing yourself to be fueled by how good it feels to get shit done for yourself and to take care of yourself, because it does feel so good and you will be so proud of yourself, rather than being fueled by that anxiety and that procrastination. We want to cancel that and we want to choose something new. Okay. And then we talked about having, you know, your meditation, your movement, your breath work, all your spiritual, soul, energetic, physical, mental body, these things that we can do to set that part of ourselves up for success. We want to set our entire being up for success, not just our career and our work. And finally, it's about finding new ways to self-soothe and new ways to get rest, intentional and purposeful rest, and actually being able to recoup our energy. Because yeah, so we have our 7 different types of rest: physical, mental, emotional, social, creative, spiritual, and sensory. And that's what we talked about today, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And the challenge that I want you to do is I want you to take some time today, because if you wait till tomorrow, you're going to forget. So today, after you listen to this podcast, or before you go to bed tonight, or whatever it is for you, I want you to take a second to journal and write out what you want and who you want to be. And the version of yourself that you are reinventing. Reinvent yourself, reassess what is going on, what is working, what is not working, and what can the new game plan and the new strategy be? What is the big goals, and how can we break that down into small tasks to get to where we want to be? I want you to just write about all of that shit and get it onto the piece of paper. And if you have things that you need to say, DM me at SundaysKK or at Skinny Dipping Diaries for the podcast. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and most importantly, share this on Instagram, or share this with somebody that you love, text it to them, because this may be the exact thing that they need to get their life back on track and start falling in love with themselves. Again, you can fall in love with yourself in any moment, because the truth is that you are inherently worthy. And not but, and because it's nuanced, this is an easy way to do it. This is like the actual actionable steps that you can use to love yourself deeper by setting yourself up for success, by showing up for yourself, by showing yourself your love languages, your acts of service, by just fucking having your own back. Have your own back. Have your future self's back, because they will fucking thank you. And I thank you for coming today. You are inherently worthy in everything that you fucking are. Share this with somebody that you love. I am Kayla Rose. This is Skinny Dipping. You're inherently worthy. Never fucking forget it.